Jordan Doby. In center field, batting fifth, number 9, David Pagano. At first base.
The Chief City Sports Network presents Dayton Flyer Baseball. Today's game is being brought to you by Profile Performance Products, by Profile Inc., by the USO, by the Specialist Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for our exciting play-by-play action of Dayton Flyer Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown.
Performance Products of an All-American
McCrumba.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to
number 6, Cade Lewis.
Dayton Flyer Baseball as they take on the Butler Bulldogs in game number 2 of our doubleheader. Game 1, the Flyers won it 9-7, 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors. The Butler, 7 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors. They scored 6 times in the 9th inning to make it interesting.
Taking the ball for the Dodgers.
And Nick Wisman had to come in and put out the fire. So, here's the starting lineup for game number 2 of our doubleheader for the Dayton Flyers. Ivan Arias will lead it off and play second base. Batting second, the shortstop, Carlos Castillo. Batting third, the left fielder, David Mendez. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Mason Doby. Batting fifth, the center fielder, David Pedano. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Eddie Yaman the fourth. Batting seventh, the DH, Michael Adair. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Paxton Tomani. And batting ninth, the catcher, Ryan McDougall. Once again for the Flyers, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Mendez at in left, Doby at third, Pedano in center, Yaman at first. Adair, the DH, Tomani, the right fielder, and McDougall in behind the plate. On the mound for the Flyers will be Connor Fennell. Fennell making his fourth start, his fifth appearance. Pitched 19 innings, given up 14 hits, 12 runs, 11 earned. He's walked 4, struck out 17, has a 5.21 ERA. For the Butler Bulldogs, Carter Doregi will lead it off and play shortstop. Batting second to DH, Joey Urban. Batting third, the left fielder, Jack Marechnik. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Ethan Verkumba. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Cade Lewis. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Xavier Carter. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Evan Parks. Batting eighth, the catcher, Zach Munton. And batting ninth, the second baseman, A.J. Solomon. Once again for the Bulldogs, Doregi at short, Urban at the DH, Marachnik in center, Marachnik in left, Verkumba in center, Lewis at third, Carter in left, or Carter in right. Parks at first, Munton at behind the plate, Solomon on at second. On the mound will be Grant Brooks, making his fifth start. He's 1-0 on the year. He's pitched 16 innings, given up 19 hits, 17 runs, 13 of them earned. Walked 8, struck out 15, and has a 7.31 ERA. So, game 1 over with. Game 2 coming up. So the umpires are like go like this. Tim Catton will be behind the plate. Mark Lalo at first. And Sal Giomantonio will be at third. Let's see here.
Once again, here's
the slipper broke on the Flyers, Dayton Flyers basketball team. They lost to Arizona 78-68 today.
Leading off for the Flyers.
Out at Arizona, or out at Salt Lake City. Ivan Arias will step to the plate, batting 268 with a home run and 10 runs batted in. Starts out game number 2. Here's the windup and the pitch. And outside for ball 1, we are underway. here in game number two. Game one took 2 hours and 55 minutes. So, on the mound will be Grant Brooks. Here's a windup and a pitch by Brooks. Check swing, and Arias goes around. Here's a windup and a pitch. In the dirt for a ball. Ivan in their first game was 1-for-5. Brooks gets a sign. Here's the pitch. In it for called strike two. Two balls, two strikes to the leadoff hitter here in the game two. Ivan Arias. Brooks takes his time out there. He's got 5 seconds left on the pitch clock. Here's the pitch. Ball four. No. It's 3-2. Ivan forgot it's 3-2. So now 3 balls, 2 strikes to count, Ivan. Here's the pitch. Now it's ball four. Arias is on with a walk.
Shortstop, number 8, Carlos Castillo.
So that'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Carlos was 0-for-4 in that first game. He is now batting 375 with 3 home runs, 18 runs batted in. No home runs in that first game. Mendez on deck. Brooks delivers. Down low for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Brooks sets. Checks a runner over at first base and Arias. Fires over there and Arias has to dive back into the bag. There's a stretch by Brooks. He checks the runner over at first base and fires. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. Set the Bulldogs defensively here. Just a second. Brooks fires over to first once again. Arias back. Parks at first. Solomon at second. DeRagi at short. Lewis at third. Rocknick in left, Recumba in center, Carter in right, Mutton behind the plate. Brooks on the mound for the Bulldogs here in game number two. 1-1 to count. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball three, ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike to count. David Mendez on deck. There's the windup, or the stretch and the pitch and the ground ball third base side, but foul. King makes this grab. So the basketball Flyers lose 78-68 to Arizona, so their season is done. Two balls, two strikes to count to Carlos Castillo, the shortstop. Throw over to first. Arias just got back in. Just barely got back in. Arias getting a good lead over there at first as Brooks checks him. Here's a set and a 2-2 pitch. Fly ball heading out towards right field. Carter coming in for it and has it. There's one down. Going to bring up David Mendez. Mendez batting 441.
Left fielder, 30, David Mendez.
3 home runs, 21 runs batted in. David in that first game was 1-for-4 with an RBI. Walking a strikeout. So one out with a runner at second base, a runner at first base. Here in game number two, the Flyers winning it 9-7 in the first game. Back at it again tomorrow afternoon at noon. First pitch, foul back, and that went flying right into the Dayton dugout. Looks like everybody's okay. Arias getting a short lead over at first. Brooks sets. Here's a pitch to Mendez. Line drive, well hit out towards left, but it's foul, hitting into the net down the left field line. No balls and two strikes to David Mendez. So Mendez will stand back in. No balls, two strikes to count. Ivan Arias on at first base. Throw over to first. He's thrown more pitches over to first base than he has to home. There's a stretch and a pitch. Down low and outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Brooks sets and checks the runner over at first and fires. Down low for ball two. 2-2 the count. Go over to first. Ball gets away from Parks and Arias is going to go to second base and stop right there. Error on the first baseman. That'll make an error on the pitcher. So Ivan Arias standing out at second base. There's a stretch. Look back at second. Brooks delivers up high and outside for ball three. Three balls, two strikes to count to David Mendez. One down here in the top of the first inning. There's a stretch. Look back at second. Brooks delivers and check swing. Did he go? No, he did not, so he walks. Mendez walks. Second walk of the inning for Brooks, and that'll bring up Mason Dobie, the third baseman.
Number two, third baseman Mason Dobie.
Dobie batting .277 with three home runs, 19 runs batted in. Left-hander playing third base once again. Dobie was 1-for-3 with an RBI in game number one. He also scored. So runners at first and second with one out. Arias at second, Mendez at first. There's a pitch to Dobie. In there for a called strike one. David Pedano on deck. There's a stretch by Brooks. He checks the runner at second. He's going to throw back to second. Second pitch and in there for a called strike two. The ball's two strikes, one out here in the top half of the first inning. There's a pitch by Brooks. Fly ball hit out towards right center field. That's going to hang up there. And Recamba is going to make the catch. And going to third will be Ivan Arias. That bring up David Pedano. Pedano batting 304.
Center fielder, with number 9.
A home
David
run and 13
Pedano.
Runs batted in. He's got four doubles and two triples to his name. One. Pedano standing in, batting right handed. Pedano was 2-for-4 in that first game. He had two strikeouts. The guy they don't want to see come up right now is Eddie Yaman, and he's on deck. Here's a stretch by Brooks. Two down here in the first. Runner goes at first. And here comes the runner in from third, and he scores. They do get to run. Arias does come in to score. Mendez is picked off. He goes 2-6-3.
For the Flyers at the top of the first, one run on no hits. Nobody left on base. One Bulldog error.
So, no runs, or a run, no hits. It was an error, and a runner, and nobody left. And at the end of a half inning, the Flyers won. Bulldogs coming up.
Profire Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drive wreck winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profire Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profire Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake. Utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit profireperformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profire Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Our next broadcast of UD Flyer Baseball will be tomorrow at noon right here on GCSN Radio 1.
Catcher 55, Ryan McDougal. And on the mound, 18, Connor Fennell. Leading off the bottom of the first for Butler, your shortstop.
The game will start
four,
at
Carter,
11:30, be on the air, and then the first pitch will be at noon. So Carter DeRiggi will lead it off. He's batting 432 with two home runs, 22 runs batted in. Takes first pitch for a ball, one ball, no strikes. DeRiggi in the first game was 1-for-4. Ground ball, base hit into center, right field, leading off the inning for the Bulldogs. So the leadoff hitter is on. So
designated
Connor
hitter,
Fennell.
Number 12, Joey Urban.
Fennell is the pitcher for the Flyers. Fennell making his fifth appearance, his fourth start. He's pitched 19 innings, given up 14 hits, 12 runs, 11 earned. Walked 4, struck out 17, has a 5.21 ERA. He's 1-1 on the year. There's a pitch and a foul back out of play. Fennell delivers. Check swing. He foul tipped it. No balls and two strikes. Well, they're kind of discussing that. Here's a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeRiggi stops at second. Urban is on at first. First two are on.
16.
Base hits.
Your left fielder, Jack Marochnik.
Jack Marochnik. He was 1-for-4 with three runs batted in that first game. Rotnick is batting 343 with six homers, 22 runs batted in. Takes first pitch in there for a called strike one. Glad you can join us on this Saturday afternoon from Bulldog Park. Swing and a miss, strike two. The ball's in two strikes. Spinell trying to get out of this inning unscathed, but he's got runners at first and second with nobody out. Here's the pitch. Just misses high and outside for ball one. One ball and once and two strikes. Defensively for the Flyers, and Finell is a quick pitcher. Looks back at second base. And fires. Just misses outside for a ball. Yaman at first, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Dobie at third. Mendez, Padano, and Tomini, the outfield from left to right. I had the wrong list. Here's foul back. I think it's the same way. Yaman at first, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Dobie at third. Mendez, Pagano, Tomani, the outfield, McDougal behind the plate, Fennell on the mound for the Flyers. Fennell sets and delivers. Pop up right side, and it's going to get out of play. The wind's going to push it back out of play. Two balls and two strikes to count. Fennell sets. He rocks and fires the 2-2 pitch. Still looking. He's got a lot. 8 seconds. Now he delivers. Foul back out of play. Connor Fennell, a freshman from Londonderry, New Hampshire. Went to Londonderry High School. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Gets his first strike out of the game. That'll bring up Ethan Vercumba.
Center fielder, number one, Ethan Vercumba.
Vercumba went one for one in that first game as a pitch hitter in the ninth inning. Raises his average to 189. No home runs, home run, six runs batted in. And that is foul down the right field line. Well hit. But foul. 0-1 to count. Two hits for the Bulldogs here in inning number one. Cade Lewis on deck. Here's the pitch. Called strike two. The ball's in two strikes. Dayton looking for a double play. Fennell sets. Looks back at second. Another look. Four looks. Now he delivers. Up high for ball one. One ball and two strikes. That was one of those pitches where he was hoping that he would be swinging. Eli Magic got the win in the first game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Second strikeout for
third baseman
Fennell.
Number six, Cade Lewis.
That'll bring up Cade Lewis. Lewis coming in, batting 375 with five home runs and 20 runs batted in. Lewis in that first game was 2-for-4 with an RBI. Here's a pitch and a pop-up. And that's going to get out of play. Just behind us. No balls and one strike. Flyers got a run in the top of the first inning. They lead it 1-0. Here's a stretch by Fennell. Castillo goes back to his position at short. Now here's a fly ball hitting out towards Tomani and right. He's got it. That's going to do it for the Flyers or for the Bulldogs here in
the bottom of the first.
In the first.
Two runners left on base.
They get no runs on two hits. Baseball, there were no errors. Two runners left on. At the end of an inning of play, it's the Flyers one and the Butler Bulldogs nothing. Back after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Force behind the forces. Join the ASO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
David Padano will lead it off here in the second inning. Flyers leading at 1-0. First pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. David batting 304 with a home run, 13 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Ground roll right back up the middle. And that's going to be a base hit. That went off the foot of the pitcher, Grant Brooks. So base hit for DeVee, and that'll bring up Eddie Yaman.
Number three, first baseman Eddie Yaman.
Yaman batting 241 with four home runs, 25 runs batted in. He was 3-for-4 in the first game with three runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Runner fakes, Padano faked going. Here's a stretch, throw to the first, runner back. There goes Padano. Padano's in there with a stolen base. So that is David's 12th stolen base in 13 attempts. One ball, one strike to count to Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Michael Adair on deck. Here's a stretch by Brooks. Looks back at second and throws back to second to Solomon. But Padano was back safely. One ball, one strike. Nobody out here in the top half of inning number two and game number two. There's a pitch by Brooks and a little loop or out towards left or right center. Or right, that's going to get down. Padano's going to stop at second because he had to hold up there to make sure the right fielder wasn't going to catch it. So a base hit for Eddie. Fourth hit of the day. And that'll bring up Michael Adair. Michael batting 227 with a home run, nine runs batted in. Adair in that first game was 1-for-4. There's a stretch by Brooks. Nobody out here in the second. Here's the pitch. Up in there for a called strike at the letters. Be sure to get your tickets for the game down at Day Air Ballpark between the Flyers and the Eastern Kentucky Colonels on April the 23rd. Here's the pitch. Foul back. 1-2 the count. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com, or you can call the Dragons at 937-228-2287. $5 for kids 14 and under, $10 for adults. Students at the University of Dayton will be admitted free. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards right. That's going to get down. That's going to get Padano in to score. Going to third will be Eddie Yaman, and he'll stop right there. And Michael Adair will get a base hit. And that will bring up Paxton Tomaney.
Right fielder, number one, Paxton Tomaney.
So that makes it now 2-0. 2-0 Flyers here in the second. Nobody out. Yaman stopped at second. Adair is at first. Tomaney standing in. Here's the pitch. Check swing goes around. Paxton batting 210 with a home run, 4 runs batted in. Paxton was 0-for-4 in that first game. So Yaman at third. Adair at first. Ball gets away, and ball almost got away from the catcher, but runners move up. Stolen base because they were off and running. So one ball, one strike to Paxton Tomaney. Left-hander standing in. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards right or out towards left. That's going to get a run in. Left fielder and Rocknick. Yaman comes in to score. They get Adair at second, going 7-5 on the putout. Tomaney is out. Flat to center to left field.
55.
With an RBI.
Catcher, Ryan sack, McDougal.
Sack fly. It makes it now 3-0. That'll bring up Ryan McDougal for the first time today. He did not play in game number one. He's doing the catching here in game two. Here's the pitch. Pitch is in there for a called strike. Ryan batting 242 with 5 home runs, 18 runs batted in. From Taunton, Massachusetts, here's the pitch. Check swing, he did not go. Here's the pitch. Pop up left side. Trouble for the left fielder. He's going to come in. And has it, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here
in the
second. They get 2 runs.
Nobody left on base.
On 2 hits, there were no errors.
Fans, please remain alert of your surroundings since and may enter the stand.
Nobody left on. At the end of
to the nearest dugout.
The end of ending and a half, it's the Flyers 3 and the Butler Bulldogs nothing back after this.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
So we go to the second inning for the Butler Bulldogs. It will be Carter, Parks, and Munton due up for the Bulldogs here in inning number 2. So the Flyers off and running here in inning number two with two runs. So leading it off will be Xavier Carter, batting 247 with a home run, 12 runs batted in. Carter in that first game was 0 for 3. Here's the first pitch to him, and it hits him. That'll bring up Evan Parks. Parks in that first game was 1 for 1 with a run scored and a walk. He is batting 256 with two home runs, 5 runs batted in. Here's a pitch. In there for a called strike one. No balls, one strike to count. Evan Parks. Here's a stretch and a pitch. He went around. The balls and two strikes to Parks. On deck, Evan Munton. Zach Munton. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball one. One ball, two strikes to count. 3-0 is our score. 3 runs on 3 hits, no errors for the Flyers. No runs, 2 hits, and an error for Butler batting here in the second inning. Here's a stretch and a pitch. This is high for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Parks came in. For a pinch hitter, Billy swing and a miss, strike three.
Your catcher, number 10, Zach Munton.
Zach Munton steps to the plate with one down. Munton in that first game was 0 for 1. He is now batting 231 with a 3 home runs and 6 runs batted in. So one down with a runner at first base. Here's a fly ball out towards Tomani and right. Tomani circling around underneath it and has it. There's two down. That'll bring up A.J. Solomon.
Number 3, second baseman, A.J. Solomon.
Solomon played in that first game. He's batting 233 with no home runs, 6 runs batted in. Solomon was 1 for 1 with a run scored and an RBI in that first game. Solomon batting left-handed. First pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Fennell sets and delivers. They never called strike two, or strike one. Fennell got out of the first inning unscathed, but he gave up 2 hits in the first 2 at batters. Swing and a miss, strike two to A.J. Solomon. On deck, top of the order, and Carter Dorigi. There's a stretch by Fennell. Checks the runner over at first, and now fires. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that's going to do it for the Flyer, or for the Bulldogs in the second.
One runner left on base.
No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left, and at the end of two complete here at Bulldog Park, it's the Flyers 3 and the Bulldogs nothing back after this.
Profire Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drive Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profire Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profire Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Ivan Arias will lead it off for the Flyers. He walked and scored the first run of the game for the Flyers in the first inning. There's a pitch by Brooks and a fly drive off the glove of the third baseman, Lewis, into left field. Arias is on for the second time in as many at-bats. Well, this time it was a base hit. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo.
Number eight, Carlos Castillo.
Castillo fly to right his first time up. 3-0 is our score as we play here in the third inning. Brooks on the mound, giving up his fourth hit. Here's a stretch in the pitch by Brooks. No, he fires over to first. Arias back. He's very concerned about Arias. Ivan is 3 of 4 in stolen bases. There's a stretch and the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Count to Carlos Castillo. As we play here in the top half of the third inning. Talking to Nick Wisman's mom in between games, pitches inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes, and we were saying that with Nick pitching in the ninth inning, Solomon was on deck, and they were laughing about it, going out to dinner, or going out to get something to eat. They both played on the 2018 and 19 state championship team at Chaminade Juliana Day. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball three. 3-0 the count. Wind blowing in from right field now. Out towards left. Going from right to left. Here's a stretch. And a pitch. And if we're called, strike one. Three balls in the strike the count to Carlos Castillo, the shortstop. Here's a pitch and a ground ball, third base side, foul. So Arias is going to have to return to first base. Carlos from Hialeah, Florida. Started 59 games for the Flyers last year. And that was his first season. He is a senior. Three balls, two strikes, count to Carlos. Throw over to first, Arias back safely. David Mendez on deck. Brooks taking a quick look over at first. Now he sets. Delivers a 3-2. Fly ball hit out towards center field. Going back is Recumba. Camped underneath it and two, one down. I'm going to bring up David Mendez, who walked and was
number 30,
caught stealing.
Left fielder, David
Mendez. Went 2-6-3 on the putout. So one down with the runner at first base and Ivan Arias. Mason Dobie on deck. Brooks coming set. Arias a good lead. Now here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. The ball's in a strike. Arias a short lead over first base, being held on by Parks. They throw over to first. Gets back safely. Brooks sets. Now he. Long left, now he rocks and fires, and a foul ball back going back out of play. No balls and two strikes with one down here in the Top of inning number three. 3-0 Flyers leading it. 3-4-0 for the Flyers. 0-2-1 for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs scored six times in the ninth inning to make it interesting. Here's the pitch by Brooks. And the ball gets away, and it's going to be a pass ball on the catcher. So Arias is on at second base now. Counts one ball and two strikes. And there's a little problem out at second base now. Second base is off this morning. So we are within the shadows of Henkel Fieldhouse, also the football field for Butler University. Flyers play Butler in football every year. They are part of the Pioneer League in football. Still not getting the bag right. It's A.J. Solomon trying to fix that bag. Bag's just not going on the peg out there. And they're going to bring a new bag out. We'll be back here again tomorrow, noon first pitch, here at 11:30. As the Flyers and the Bulldogs will conclude their four-game series tomorrow with a doubleheader. I think they got it fixed. Player profile tomorrow will be Ivan Arias. Tune in at 11:30. So here we go as Mendez will stand back in. Well, one ball, two strikes to count. Here's a fly ball on the right side, and that is going to go out of play. It hits the it's a post out there. First baseman Parks had to slide to keep from coming into tarp. This is a grass field here at Bulldog Park. Have all three games for you next weekend on GCSN. Easter weekend. Here's a pitch and a ground ball to the left side. Gets past the shortstop. Arias is going to round second. He's going to come in to score and make it 4-0. And they throw to second, and they got Mendez dead to right. So he'll get a base hit and an RBI. Be out 7-2-2-2.
Third baseman, number two, Mason Dobie.
So Mason Dobie will step to the plate now. Dobie fly to center his first time up. So the Flyers lead it 4-0. Scored in every inning. They got a run in the first, two in the second, and one here in the third. Dobie takes first pitch outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's a pitch to Dobie. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Mason out of Canada. Mayfield, Ontario, to be exact. Majors in sports and wellness. Here's a ground ball this time to the second baseman, Solomon. Over to Parks. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in
we're deep
number
in the
three.
Top of the third. One run on two hits. Nobody left on base.
Two hits. There were no errors. And nobody left on. At the end of 2.5, it's the Flyers 4 and the Bulldogs nothing. Back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
We move to the bottom half of the third inning. 4-1 or 4-0 is our score. Other games today in the Atlantic 10. Game one of the doubleheader, Davidson beat Siena 5-2. Bottom of the fourth inning, VCU leads Xavier 3-0. Cincinnati all over St. Louis 6-1. Richmond leads High Point in the first inning 1-0. Game two of the Siena Davidson doubleheader coming up, and St. Bonaventure at Rhode Island was canceled. They'll make that up. They'll have to. The Big East, Georgetown leads Ohio State in the bottom of the sixth, 6-4. Leading it off here in the top of the third, or bottom of the third, will be the Dorigi pop-up going over to the right side, or left side. Carlos Castillo calls off Dobie, and there's one up and one down.
Number 12, designated hitter, Joey Urban.
That'll bring up Joey Urban. Urban singled to left his first time up. Here's the pitch, up high for a ball. Couple of games to come in a little bit for in the Big East. Creighton is at Stanford at 5 o'clock. Connecticut is at Rutgers at 6. Pitches a ball. Two balls and no strikes to count to Joey Urban. One out here. Foul back out of play. 2-1 to count. And time is called as he's going to go down and talk to his coach. Dayton will be at Ohio U on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Don't know if that'll be on ESPN Plus or not. Four to nothing is our score. They are talking down at first base. So now they break it up. See if we can pick up. So now there's a big discussion going on about something. Now the umpires are going to come in and converse. The Lakes coach was saying something. That is the Dayton Flyers. Once again, get your tickets for the game down at Day Air Ballpark on Tuesday, April 23rd. Dragons will take on the Eastern Kentucky Colonels at 7 o'clock. Gates open at 6. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com or call the Dragons office at 937-228-2287. $5 for children 14 and under, $10 for adults. Students at the University of Dayton will be admitted free of charge. There's also luxury suites available for $300. Seating is for 20 fans. And, They were all sold out last year. There's a foul back. So now the coach at third base is now saying something again to the home plate umpire. So now, Fennell is going to have to come in. Now they're talking to Coach King. And King is not happy. There's something to do with his delivery. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Nobody on here in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch. Ground ball just down the line inside fair territory. Going to second will be Urban. Third base. And that coach is going to get thrown out. As it got stuck down there. Third base coach is about ready to get thrown out. So Urban is at second base with a double down the left field line. It must have got stuck in the fencing.
Left fielder, 16, Jack Marotnick.
Jack Marotnick will step to the plate. Struck out swinging at his first time up. One down with a runner at second base. And Urban, he's two for two. He's singled and doubled. Swing and a miss by Marotnick. Third base coach is still jawing with the third base umpire. Here's the pitch. Pop up, left side, out of play, 0-2 the count. So now, they go back to the, he goes back to the coach's box. The umpire goes back out almost to the outfield. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes a count. To Jack Marotnick. Here's a stretch by Fennell, and he delivers. Foul to plate. The count stays 1-2. Four runs, five hits, no errors for the Flyers. No runs, three hits, and an error for the Butler Bulldogs. Bulldogs 8-11 on the season now. Flyers now 14-8. There's a stretch by Fennell. And he delivers another foul ball back out of play. Count stays one ball, two strikes. Back here again tomorrow afternoon at noon. We'll be on the air at 11:30. All the play-by-play action of a doubleheader between the Bulldogs and the Flyers. Bracrumba on deck. Here's a pop-up. And Dobie's going to run out of room. Count stays one ball and two strikes. Four nothing is our score. Here's the pitch by Fennell. Another pop-up, this time going out towards left field. Mendez over towards the line and has it. Nobody going anywhere. Going to bring up Ethan Bracrumba.
Center fielder, number one, Ethan Bracrumba.
Bracrumba struck out swinging his first time up in the first inning. So two down. On deck will be Cade Lewis. There's a stretch by Fennell, and he delivers the first pitch. Swing and a miss by Ethan Vercumba. Yaman, Arias, Castillo, and Doby, the infield from first to third. Here's the pitch by Fennell. And pop-up coming back this way. And McDougal runs out of room. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Two down here in the third inning. 4-0 Flyers leading it. Joey Urban standing out at second base with a double. Ground rule double, I should say. So now Vercumba steps back in. The center fielder looks. And here's a pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike three.
For your Bulldogs in the bottom of the third.
No runs, a hit.
One hit, one runner left on base.
No errors. A runner left on, and at the end of three complete, it's the Flyers four and the Bulldogs nothing. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Flyer Baseball is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. David Padano will lead it off, followed by Eddie Yaman and Michael Adair.
Leading off inning number four, Dayton. Number nine, David Padano.
So Padano will stand in. He singled. Stole second, scored the second run of the game. So David standing in. Here's the first pitch to him and a swing and a foul back. The ball's one strike to David Padano, the center fielder. There's a windup and a pitch. And a ground ball third base side. Right to the third baseman, Lewis. Over to Parks. One up, one down. And bring up Eddie Yaman. Yaman
first
singled
baseman,
his first
number
time
three,
up.
Eddie
scored,
Yaman.
Scored the third run of the game in the second inning. So Yaman will stand in with one down, nobody on. We're going out towards left field now. Here's a pitch and a foul back. Let's see if we can get the temperature out here. It's chilly, I'll tell you that right now. It is chilly. Fly ball, or ground ball to the shortstop. Over to first, two up, two down. That'll bring up Michael Adair.
Designated hitter, 34, Michael Adair.
Adair got a base hit his first time up. It was thrown out 7-5, trying to go to third. It's pitch down low for a ball. One ball, one strike to count. Paxton Tomani on deck. Brooks gets the sign. It rocks and fires. Inside for ball two, 2-1. On deck, Paxton Tomani. Here's the windup and the pitch. Up high for ball three, 3-1. Flyers have scored in every inning. They scored one in the first, two in the second, one in the third. Nobody on here with two out here in the fourth. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Foul back into the screen, 3-2. Georgetown now leads Ohio State 6-5 in the top of the eighth inning. Foul down the right, left field line, out of play. Ball four. So eight airs on with a walk. That'll bring up Paxton Tomaney.
Right fielder, number one, Paxton Tomaney.
Tomaney flight out to left. Sack fly, the guy to run in the second. Brooks sets, looks over first base. Fly ball well hit out towards center field. Going over is Rokumba. But he's called off by the left fielder in Marotnik. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the fourth.
For the Flyers,
no runs, no hits,
fourth,
no errors.
No hits, one runner left on base.
Runner left on at the end of
Bulldogs
three and a half.
Is proud
it
to be
is the Flyers four.
The apparel provider of Butler Athletics.
And the
Pepsi
Bulldogs,
is proud to
nothing.
Be the official soft drink of Butler Athletics. Pepsi,
we'll be back after
now.
This. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be.
Yeah, back here at Bulldog Park.
Leading off the home half.
4-0 is our score. The
Bulldog.
Flyers leading it.
Number six, Cade Lewis.
Cade Lewis will lead it off for the Bulldogs. They trail it 4-0. As we play in the fourth, Lewis fly to right his first time up. Fennell has gone three innings, given up three hits. First pitch is 8-1. 1-1, no strikes. He's gone three innings, give up three hits, struck out 5. Foul back into the screen. 1-1, the count to Lewis. Maybe Lewis, Carter, and Parks here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count to Cade Lewis. Pinnell rocks and fires. Fly ball heading out towards Padano in left or in center field. He's got it. One up, one down. They bring
13,
up Evan Parks.
Right fielder. Xavier Carter.
Xavier Carter was hit by a pitch his first time up. Here's a windup and a pitch. And a pop up to their left side. And Dobie goes over and has it in foul ground. So Parks, one pitch, two outs now.
Evan Parks.
That'll bring up Evan Parks, who struck out swinging his first time up. Flyers lead it 4-0. There's a windup and a pitch by Fennell. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Wind has kind of died down here. least momentarily. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls, two strikes a count. Here's the pitch. Just misses high for a ball. One ball and two strikes to count. Called strike three. Pulls the string on him. And that's going to do it for Butler in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. And at the end of four complete, it's the Flyers four and the Bulldogs nothing. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball.
Our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Four to nothing is our scores. The umpires are going to come together once again as the third base coach was saying something to the home plate umpire. If it's the delivery of Fennell or what. Right now, the temperature outside is 46 degrees. Wind out of the north at 15 miles an hour, 26, gusting to 26. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 53, a east wind. Southeast wind, 8 to 13 miles an hour with gusts to high as 20, so it might be a little chilly again tomorrow, too. So the umpires are still discussing it over out near third base. We'll get down to the bottom of things when we talk to Coach King tomorrow.
Leading off inning number five.
So here we go. Leading it off will be
Ryan McDougal.
Ryan McDougal will lead it off here in the top of the fifth inning. Flyers leading at 4-0. McDougal flied out to left his first time up. Here's the pitch. There's a little fly ball out towards right center, and that's going to fall in. McDougal's going to go into second base, standing up with a double. McDougal's having a hell of a year, I'll tell you. McDougal is his third double of the year. They'll bring up the top of the order, Ivan Arias.
Number five, Ivan Arias.
Arias on the day is one for one. He walked and scored in the first and singled and scored in the third. So he scored half the runs the Flyers have here in this doubleheader. Take the first pitch in there for a called strike one. One for one today for Arias here in game number two. Brooks throws back to second. Solomon almost had him leaning there. Almost had him kind of falling off and there's a stretch by Brooks. Look back at second. And delivers. Ball gets away from the catcher. Goes all the way back to the backstop. And going over to third is McDougal. McDougal standing over third base with nobody out. One ball, one strike to count to Ivan Arias with Carlos Castillo on deck. And here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. One ball and two strikes to Ivan. he will be our player profile tomorrow afternoon. Check it out, 11:30 a.m. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Ivan Arias. High and outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Flyers trying to sweep this doubleheader. But you don't count Butler out because of what they did in the ninth inning of the first game, scoring six times. They can bounce back just as easy as not. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. And that's going to be an RBI. Let's go 6-3 on the putout. An RBI
shortstop
for
number 8, Carlos Castillo.
Ivan Arias. So nobody on now with the score now 5-0. Mr. Reggie over to Parks. So now Carlos Castillo will step in. He is 0-2. He's flied to center. Now he's going to pop it up. Calling it is the shortstop, Reggie. And has it. Two down. That'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez is 1-1 with a walk and a single.
Left fielder, 30, David Mendez.
Mendez will step to the plate. Here's a pitch to Mendez, in there for a called strike. David majoring in sports and wellness from Aldi, Virginia. Played 4 years of varsity under Joseph McDonald at Independence High School. Fouled down the left field line. No balls, two strikes to count to David Mendez. Mason Dobie on deck. Here's the pitch. A little foul down back to the backstop. No balls, two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two down here in the top half of the fifth inning. Run in. Flyers lead at 5-0. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball, once and two strikes. Flyers scored one in the first, two in the second, one in the third, one here in the fifth to lead at 5-0. Brooks kicks and fires, and another foul ball into the screen. Count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes to count to David Mendez here in the top half of the fifth. Fly ball heading out towards right. Going after it is Carter, and he drops it. Mendez is going to round second. He's going to go into third, standing up. And it looks like Xavier Carter's down. He's not moving out there. He fell awkwardly. Did you give him a triple? He made a hell of a play, that's for sure. Trainers out there is, and I always say the trainers do a hell of a job. They don't want to do anything during the game, but they will if they have to, like she is right now. Carter is still on his knees. Winston did pretty good. But he made a hell of a play. He did. Tried to go after it. The wind held it up a little bit. So Mendez is over at third with a triple. We're going to have a new player heading out towards center or towards right field. And that will be Rich. David Ayers will set go out to right field.
Defensive change for your Bulldogs. New right fielder, number two, David Ayers.
So, Carter's coming out. Just make sure he's okay. Because he fell awkwardly. But the trainers, they do a hell of a job. No matter what sport, what team, what school, they do a great job.
Third baseman.
They'll work during
two,
the game,
Mason
or they'll work
Dobie.
Before the game, they'll work after the game, but they don't want to work during the game, but they will if they have to. So, here we go. As Dobie will stand in with two down, he is 0-for-2 on the day here in game number two. Brooks delivers, and therefore called strike one. No balls and a strike to Mason Dobie, the third baseman. Pitch ball gets away, and Mendez is going to stay at third base. One ball, one strike, two down here in the fifth. One run in. 5-0 Flyers lead it. There's a stretch by Brooks. He looks over third and delivers. Up high and outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Two down here in the fifth. McDougal doubled and came in on a ground out by Arias. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards center field. That is up there a mile high, and Recombe underneath it has it, and that's going to do it for the Flyers.
For the Flyers in the top half of
the They get a run on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on, and at the end of four and a half, it's the Flyers 5 and the Butler Bulldogs. Nothing. Back after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Zach Munton
heading to the plate for the Bulldogs here in the fifth. He is 0-for-1 on the day, fly to right his first time up. So Munton, batting left hand, stands in. Now Fennell gets the sign and rocks and fires the first pitch. Five for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Mutton did play in the first game, but did not catch. Fennell delivers. Fly ball, well hit out towards right. Going over is Tomini, and he's going to run out of room. One ball, one strike, the count to the leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Flyers lead it 5-0. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Flyers. No runs, 3 hits, an error for the Bulldogs of Butler. Here's the windup and the pitch. Misses low for a ball, 2-1. Wind blowing out of the north. Here's the windup and the pitch. There's a pop-up right or left side. Going over is the shortstop, Castillo. And it's going to go out of play. 2 balls and 2 strikes a count. Mutton, Solomon, and Dorigi do up here in this fifth inning. Next pitch is high and inside for a ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes to the leadoff hitter here in the fifth. Swing it, and a miss, or a walk.
Second baseman, number 3, A.J. Solomon.
That'll bring up A.J. Solomon. Struck out swinging his first time up. So Solomon will stand in with nobody out and a runner on at first base. Here's a stretch and a pitch by Fennell. Outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen. I can't see the Butler bullpen. Solomon batting left-handed from Chaminade Julian High School. Played with Nick Wisman on that team that won state titles. Here's a pitch and a ground ball to Yaman. Yaman's going to step on the bag.
Number 4, your shortstop, Carter Dorigi.
That'll send Mutton down to second. And that'll bring up Carter Dorigi. He is 1 for 2. He's singled and flied to short. So Dorigi will stand in, batting left-handed. One out here in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Dorigi standing back in as Fennell sets and looks back at second base. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right, left side, out of play. I don't know how many times the ball's gone on the track, but it's been over there quite a few times. 1 ball, 1 strike with one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 5-0 Flyers leading it. Butler has its Mutton standing at second base. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for ball two. 2-1. Two balls, 1 strike with one out here in the fifth inning. Fennell looks back at second base as Castillo kind of sneaks in behind him. Here's the pitch and the ground ball to Castillo. He's going to pick it up. 1 play, and that's over to first. Got him. Just barely got him. Dorigi can fly.
Designated hitter, number 12, that'll bring up Joey
Urban. Urban is 2 for 2 here in the second game. He singled and doubled. First game, Urban was 0 for 4. He scored a run. So runner now at third base with 2 down. And Mutton. Ball hitting. So Urban goes to first with the hit batsman. So that's the third time he's been on. That'll bring up Jack Moroknik. He's 0 for 2. He struck out swinging and fly to left. His 2 times up at the plate. Fennell sets and delivers. And a fly ball heading out towards Padano, heading to his right and corrals it. And that's going to do it for Butler here in the
Warrior Bulldogs in the bottom half of the fifth. No runs, no hits. Two runners left on base.
So, no runs, no hits, no errors, 2 runners left, and at the end of 5, it's the Flyers 5, and the Bulldogs Nothing. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
5-0 is our score as we move to the top half of the sixth inning. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Flyers. No runs, 3 hits, and an error for the Butler Bulldogs. And we move to the top half of inning number 6. Leading it off for the Flyers will be David Pedano, followed by Eddie Yaman and Michael Adair. Pedano on today is 1-for-2 here in the second game. Singled and scored in the second. He also stole a base. And he also grounded out to Lewis over at third base.
Leading off inning number 6, center fielder number 9, David Pedano.
So Pedano will stand in, facing Brooks in for his sixth inning of work. Line drive down the left field line. Pedano's going to round first. He's going to hold right there. Nice base hit down the left field line for David Pedano, his second hit of the game. They'll bring up Eddie Yaman. Yaman singled and grounded out to short.
First baseman.
So the leadoff hitter is on.
Eddie Yaman.
So Yaman will stand in with nobody out and Pedano standing at third. Brooks staring in. Throws over to first. Brooks has gone 5 innings, giving up 8 hits, 5 runs, all earned. Walk 3, hasn't struck out anybody. He's given up a double and a triple. It's going to be hard to give up a home run, but then again, the flag is limp right now. Yaman scores around the bunt, is outside for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Pedano, good lead over at first. Now they're going to throw over there and almost get him. Snuck his hand in there. Michael Adair on deck. They throw over to first and got back again. Rook's a little worried about it. Pedano. Pedano is 11 of 12 in stolen bases. And he does, Pedano does have a stolen base today, so he is 12 of 13 on the year. 1 ball, no strikes to count. Here Pedano goes, and a ground ball just foul down the third base side. One ball and one strike now as Pedano retreats back to first base and Yaman back to the plate. 1-1 to count to Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Brooks taking a long look over Pedano. Pedano getting a good lead. Now he delivers and a fly ball out towards left. Going back as a left fielder. Going back. Out of here. The home run. Eddie Yaman puts it over the fence in left field. That's a 2-run homer. Makes it now 7-0. Eddie, his fifth home run of the year and 27th RBI.
For the Flyers, 34, Michael Adair.
Michael Adair will step to the plate now with nobody on and two runs in and nobody out. Here's a pitch outside for a ball. Very light wind out there going out that way now. The left fielder, here's a pitch. In there for a called strike one. Baraknik, he went all the way to the wall, all the way to the fence, jumped up, and it went just over his glove. Here's the pitch. This is low and inside for ball one, ball two, two balls and a strike. So the Flyers get 9 runs in the first game, 7 here in the second. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards center field. Going back is Rekumba. He's got it, and there's one down. The ring of Paxton Tomaney, who's 0 for 1. He's had a sack fly, scored a run in the second. And
number one, right fielder,
flied out to left
Tomaney
in the fourth. So he's flied out to left field twice. One down here in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Almost hitting. Brooks gets a sign. Now he delivers. Fly ball. Well hit out towards right. Going back as the right fielder. Errs and has it. There's two down. They're bringing up Ryan McDonald. McDonald 1 for 2 on the day. He doubled and scored in the fifth. He's also fly to left. Here's the windup and the pitch by Brooks. A never called strike. Brooks winds and delivers. Grounder to the first baseman. Parks it, goes off his glove. Solomon right there, and he beats it out. That went off of Parks' glove. That'll be an error on Parks.
Second baseman, number 5, Ivan Arias.
That'll bring up the top of the order in Ivan Arias. Arias grounded out to short his last time up. It scored McDougal. He is 1 for 2. And we may have a pitching change. So they're still talking to Brooks. So two down here in the sixth inning, two runs in. They have scored in every inning but the fourth. Scored one in the first, two in the second, one in the third, one in the fifth, two here in the sixth. A two-run home run by Eddie Yaman. Tim Catton going out to say, okay, let's go. Let's break it up. It's cold out here. Now they break it up. Brooks is going to stay out there. So Ivan Arias will step to the plate with two down here in the sixth inning. Flyers leading at 7-0. But you don't count the Butler Bulldogs out either. Scoring 6 times in the ninth inning to make it 9-7 for the final score in game number 1. Here's the pitch by Brooks. Ball gets away from the catcher. Cannot find it. Going to second is McDougal. Give him a pass ball because he had it, but he just scored it away. 1-0 the count. Brooks will toe the rubber once again. He has 10 seconds to get rid of it. Looks back at second, and he fires outside for ball one, or ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Brooks looks back at second base. McDougal, a good lead. Here's a pitch in there for called strike one. Butler had four errors in that first game. Brooks sets and delivers. Outside for ball three, 3-1. Brooks staring in at his catcher, Mutton. There's a stretch. Solomon tries to sneak in behind McDougal. Here's a pitch in there for called strike two. Three balls and two strikes with two out. Two in here in the sixth. Here's the sixth. Brooks getting the sign. And he sets. Here's the 3-2 payoff pitch. Right behind him. That hit him. Hit him in the calf. So Arias is on. McDougal's going to have to go back to second base. And we're going to have a new pitcher on the mound for the Butler Bulldogs. I say Aviators, but it's Bulldogs. That's going to do it for Brooks. We're going to take a break and be back with the new pitcher right after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
New pitcher on the mound for the Bulldogs, and that is Ben Whiteside, redshirt sophomore, 6'5", 220, from East Grand Rapids, Michigan. Whiteside making his 10th appearance. He's pitched 18 innings, given up 20 hits, 17 runs all over. Struck out 7. He is 1-0 on the year and has an 8.50 ERA. So he inherits runners at first and second, Arias at first, and McDougal at second. Two outs, and he will face Carlos Castillo. So Castillo will step to the plate.
For the Flyers, shortstop, number 8, Carlos Castillo.
So Castillo will step in with two down. Runners at first and second. Two runs in here in the sixth. There's a stretch and the pitch by Whiteside. This misses low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to count. Action down in the Dayton bullpen now. Whiteside, the left-hander, sets, looks back at second base at McDougal. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A happy cut by Castillo. right-hander down there. I can't see that. Couldn't see the number. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit out to left field. Here comes McDougal. He's going to come around to score. Here comes the throw to the plate, and he is safe because the catcher dropped the ball. So Mutton, he had the ball, or he couldn't field the ball. It bounced in front of him, and McDougal is not a small guy. So Castillo gets a run batted in. It's now 8-0.
Left fielder, 30, David Mendez.
So David Mendez will stand in. He tripled his last time up, and that's when the right fielder, Carter, got hurt. So Mendez will stand in. He is 2-for-2. He's singled, tripled, and walked. A little slow roller right at the pitcher. He's going to flip it over to first, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the sixth.
For the Flyers in the top half of the sixth, three runs on three hits.
Three runs
left on base. Three one hits. Bulldog error. Bulldog fans,
two runners left on. One error. And at the end of five and a half, it's the Flyers 8 and the Butler Bulldogs nothing. Back after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
It'll be Ethan Vercumba, Cade Lewis, and Xavier, or no, it's not Sir Carter, it'll be Ayers. Batting for Carter. David Ayers will hit for Carter. Defensive replacement.
Half of the sixth inning for your Bulldogs. Number one, Ethan Vercumba.
Ethan Vercumba, 0-for-2 on a day. He struck out swinging twice. So now whoever was warming up in the bullpen down in Dayton side is now not warming up. Now they're going to.
Here's a warning!
Coach King is out there arguing about something. It's ball one now. First base umpire saying, get back into the dugout. So whatever Fennell is doing is Fennell getting the sign. Here's the windup in the first ball. Pop up right side. Yaman going to his left, and he's going to run out of room. One ball and one strike. There was a ball called before the first pitch. We'll ask Coach. About it tomorrow. Come on, get over here. Well, they will be going back to Dayton tonight. Here's the 1-1 pitch. The fly ball out towards right, going over, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. Taking it up with Tomaney. Rounding second and going to third is Verkumba, and safe with a triple. So Verkumba standing at third base, leadoff triple, and that brings up Cade Lewis.
Lewis third baseman, is, number six, Cade Lewis.
Fly to right, fly to center. That's two times up. So runner third with nobody out. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Now the right-hander's back up again for the Flyers down the right field side. There's the windup and the 1-0 pitch. Up high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Fennell might be getting a little tired. There's the windup and the 2-0 pitch. Ball three. 3-0 the count. So Tommy Winterstein is going to go out and talk to his pitcher. Eight, nothing is our score here in the top half of the sixth inning, or bottom half of the sixth inning. The Flyers scored three times in the top of the sixth inning to make it 8-0. So three balls, no strikes, a count to Cade Lewis with David Ayers on deck. So Winters seemed just trying to kill some time, I guess. So Fennell square around the butt, takes a strike. Pop up, out of play. Three balls and two strikes, nobody out. There's another foul back out of play. Warming up in the Dayton bullpen is Canal. Michael Fortis is warming up. Here's a ground ball down to the Dayton bullpen. Count stays three balls and two strikes here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Dayton leading an 8-0 lead. Butler is threatening with Recumba standing at third base with a triple. Line drive right past third baseman Doby into left field for a base hit. And that gives the
right fielder
Butler
number two, David Ayers.
Gotta bring up David Ayers. Ayers now pitch inning for Carter. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Ayers out of Fishers, Indiana. Pitch it down low for ball. One ball, one strike count. Here's the pitch. Ayers was one for one on that first game with two RBIs. Takes pitch in there for a called strike. Fennell trying to get out of this one with just one run in. Sportis is warming up down in the Dayton bullpen. Pitch agenda for called strike three. Ayers looking.
26. First baseman, Evan Park.
Parks has struck out swinging twice. So one down with the runner on first base. And Cade Lewis. Fennell sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. One down here in inning number six. One run in. No balls, one strike to count. To Parks. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. Fennell sets, looks over at first. Delivers. Runner goes, swing and a miss. They throw it down to second, and they got him. McDougal to Castillo. Guns down Lewis. There's now one down. Make it two down. One ball, two strikes to count to Parks. Here's the windup and a pitch by Fennell. Foul back into the screen. Count stays one and two. Fennell has gone 5 2/3, giving up 5 hits, 1 run. 1 earned run, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Trying to get 8 here. Which is inside for ball two. Two balls and 2 strikes. The count. Zach Mutton on deck. 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. We've got 8 strikeouts.
Warrior Bulldogs in the home half of the sixth inning. One run on 2 hits. Nobody left on base.
No errors and nobody left on base at the end of 6 complete. It's the Flyers 8 and the Bulldogs 1. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball with Jensen and Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
And back here at Bulldog Park here in Indianapolis, Indiana, the home of the Butler Bulldogs. I want to send a shout out to
leading off inning number 7, third baseman number 2, Mason.
We got a $25 donation from Karen Sangster. Thank you for that. If you care to donate to us, you can go to PayPal. Eight to one is our score. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike one to Mason Doby. He was the only one that didn't hit in the sixth inning. He is 0 for 3 on the day here in game number 2. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball one. One ball, one strike. You know, we don't charge anything for you to listen. And we appreciate everybody listening. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, slow roller to the first baseman. He's going to have to hurry. He gets it over to the pitcher, and he's safe. The pitcher missed the bag. It's going to be a base hit. Hit number 11 for the Flyers. First hit of the game for Doby, and that'll bring up David Pedano. Pedano is 2 for 3 on the day. He's got
center
a stolen
fielder,
base.
Number 9,
two
David
singles,
Pedano.
A stolen base, and 2 runs scored. David in that first game was 2 for 4, so he's having a heck of a day. Foul into the screen. So one out, or no balls in the strike, one out, or nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. over to first. Runner back safely, and Mason Doby, the third baseman. No balls, one strike to Padano. Here's the pitch. Runner goes, and a ground ball foul down the third base side. So W will have to go back to second. Dobie, short lead at first. Dobie is 4-for-4 on stolen bases this year. Gets a good lead, held on by Parks. Left-handed looking over there at first. And delivers. And a foul ball back out of play. The ball's two strikes to count to David Padano. Flyers will be back here again tomorrow. Doubleheader beginning at noon. And then I'll take a day off, and they'll head down to Ohio University down in Athens before returning home. Pitch is high for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Been on a 9-game road trip. 3 at Eastern Kentucky, 4 here. I mean, at Eastern Illinois, and then a game at Eastern Kentucky. Here's the pitch. Just misses inside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. So 3 at Eastern Illinois, 1 at Eastern Kentucky, 4 here, and a trip to Ohio U before coming home on Friday. There's a stretch, and they throw over the first, and if that would have been a better throw, they would have got him. It's just to the glove side of the first baseman in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes to count to Padano. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. Count stays. Two balls and two strikes. Eight runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Flyers. A run, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. They throw down to second, and they got him. So it goes 2-4 on the putout. 3 balls and 2 strikes to count to David Padano. So Dobie gets nailed for the first time this year. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher. Munton. And there's 2 down. That'll bring up Eddie Yaman. Yaman on today is 2-for-3. Singled and scored in the second inning, and he also has a stolen base. Grounded out to short, and then hit a 2-run homer to left his last time up. Yaman batting right-handed. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. 0-1 to count here in the top half of the seventh inning. 8-1 is our score. There's a stretch by Whiteside, and it delivers. And another fly ball deep to right, left, but it's going to go foul. No balls and two strikes with 2 down here in the seventh inning. Flyers will be returning to Dayton tonight and then return back here tomorrow. No balls and two strikes, 2 out. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen once again by Yaman. So Yaman will stand back in. With 2 down, here's a stretch by Whiteside. And he'll deliver outside for ball one. 1 ball and 2 strikes to count. Nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen. There's a stretch by Whiteside. And he delivers. Ground ball just foul. Pete Sass makes a good pickup down at first base. We got some sure-handed. We got some sure-handed coaches. There's a stretch by Whiteside, and then the 1-2 pitch coming plateward. Fly ball heading out towards right. Ayers underneath it and has it. That ball carried a little bit. That's going to do it for the seventh. No runs. That's going to be it for the Flyers here in the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of six and a half, it's the Flyers eight and the Bulldogs one. It's stretch time here at the stadium. Back after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Back here at Bulldog Park, Fennell back out on the mound for another go-around. Some scores from the A-10. As we find them here. Davidson beat Siena in game one of the doubleheader, 5-2. Bottom of the eighth inning, Xavier all over VCU, 9-5. Cincinnati leads St. Louis, 8-2 in the top of the eighth inning. High Point all over Richmond, 12-5. In the top of the fourth, and in the bottom of the third, Siena and Davidson in game two tied up. One apiece.
Your catcher, number 10, Zach Munton.
Zach Munton will step to the plate. Big East games, Georgetown beat Ohio State 8-5. Creighton leads Stanford 2-1. And Connecticut and Rutgers coming up. Here's the first pitch to Munton. He's in there for a called strike. Zach on today is 0-1 with a walk and a stranded at third in the fifth inning. Swing and a miss, strike two. The ball's two strikes to count. Outfield straight away for Munton. Here's the pitch. Fly ball hit out towards right field, that's going to get down in front of Tomaney. So Munton has his first hit of the game, and that brings up A.J. Solomon. Solomon has struck out swinging and grounded to
second baseman,
first base.
Three, A.J. Solomon.
Solomon will stand in with the runner at first base, nobody out. Butler trailing at 8-1 here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. These games up a little bit later on as the internet was kind of slow here today. Swing and a foul back. 0-1 to count. Solomon will stand in. Fennell sets and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Fly ball heading out towards Tomaney. He's got it, and there's one down. That'll bring up the top of the order, and Carter Dorigi. He is 1-for-3 on the day. He singled in the first and slid to short and grounded out to short. So one down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Runner on at first in Zach Munton, who singled. Action down in the Dayton bullpen. Here's a pitch and a fly ball right side or left side out of play. It's the top of the building down the left field side. The ball's in one strike the count to Dorigi. Here's a stretch. And a pitch. Line drive into right field. Base hit for DeRigi. Munton's going to stop at second base. So two on with one down. That'll bring up Joey Urban.
Joey Urban.
Urban is two for two. He's singled to left. Doubled to left. Was hit by a pitch. And we're going to have a, looks like we're going to have a pitching change as Fennell has gone, has run out of gas. So we're going to take a break. Be back with the new pitcher right after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
New pitcher for the Flyers is Michael Fortas. Michael making his ninth appearance. He's got no record with one save. He's pitched 6 2/3 innings, given up 8 hits, 6 runs, all earned. He's walked 8, struck out 10, has an 8.10 ERA. So Fennell, he pitched a pretty good game. His totals where he is responsible for the runners on the bases right now. So Fortas on for the ninth time this season. Fennell goes 6 1/3, gets up 7 hits, 1 run. That was earned. 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. Hit 2 batters. So he had a pretty good outing. So the Flyers have had two good outings today by their starting pitchers. Eli Magic in the first game. And Magic went, in the first game, he went 7 innings, gave up 5 hits and a run. And that was earned. He had 8 strikeouts. So, Fennell.
Warrior Bulldog, number 12, Joey Urban.
Responsible for those ones out there on the pond right now. So, Fortas on the mound. He will face Joey Urban, who is 2 for 2. There's the pitch by Fortas. Outside for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Rocknick on deck. Flyers lead it 8-1 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fortas looks back at second. Now he fires. The nipper called, strike one. 1 ball, 1 strike. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Flyers. A run, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Bulldogs. Fortas sets and delivers. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of McDougal. 1 ball and 2 strikes with 1 down. Ball and 2 strikes with 1 down here in the 7th. Here's a swing and a foul tip, or foul back. Count stays 1-2. To the designated hitter, Joey Urban. He's got a single and a double, both to left field. McDougal having some trouble with his mask. After the foul tip off of it. Fortas getting the sign. Here's the stretch and a 1-2 pitch. Pop up, back out of play. Count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Flyers looking for a double play. Here's the pitch by Fortis. Outside for ball two, 2-1. Or 2-2 the count. Long day here at the Orchard. Here's the pitch. Ground ball this time to the shortstop. Over to second for one. Over to first. Not in time. So DeRiggi is out 6-4. Urban is on with the fielder's
16,
choice.
Your left fielder, Jack.
And Mutton goes over to third. So two down. Baratnik coming to the plate. He's 0-3. Struck out swinging. Fly to left. Fly to center. So two down here in the seventh. Fennell will be. Here's a little loop route towards left, and it's going to fall in, and a run's going to come in to score. As Mutton's going to come in to score, going second is Urban, and Baratnik will get his first hit of the game.
Center fielder, RBI number single. One, Ethan Vakramba.
Ethan Vakramba is up to the plate now. The combo on today is 1-for-3. He tripled and scored this last time up. Two out here in the seventh. One run in. Pitches a ball outside. Butler capable of scoring some big runs. Here's foul back. One ball, one strike to count. Just like the Flyers have scored in every inning but the fourth and the seventh. Scored 9 runs in the first game. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out to Padano out in center. Now goes over to his right, has it, and that's going to do it for the Bulldogs here in inning number 7.
One run on 3 hits.
They get a run on 3 hits. There were no errors. And 2 runners left on. And at the end of 7, it's the Flyers 8 and the Butler Bulldogs 2. Back after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
And back here at Bulldog Park on the campus of Butler University in Indianapolis, Indiana. Flyers lead at 8-2. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Flyers. 2 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors for the Bulldogs. So we are going to have a pinch hitter for Michael Adair, and that'll be Alejandro Cazorla. Cazorla will step in for the first time today.
Pinch hitting for the Flyers, 14, Alejandro Cazorla.
Cazorla batting 211 with 3 homers and 13 runs batted in. He's also got a double to his name. 8 hits and 38 at bats. Here's the first pitch to him inside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Because Orland's standing back in. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch from Whiteside. And they're for called strike one. On deck, Paxton Tomaney. Whiteside delivers. Fly ball hit out towards center field. Going back on it is Bracumba. Now he's going to come in on it and has it one down. They'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. Tomaney is 0 for 2 on the day. He's had a sack fly that scored a run.
Right fielder, second, number one, Paxton Tomaney.
Flied to left and flied to right. His three times up. So one down here in the seventh, or in the eighth. We're going to do it all again tomorrow. Here's the first pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Tomaney. Tomaney, a switch hitter. Here's the pitch. Now back into the screen. One ball, one strike. One out here in the eighth. 8-2 is our score. Dayton leading it. Dayton trying to sweep the doubleheader and go 15-8. Here's the pitch. Down low. 2-1. Gearing up for the A-10. And I tell you what, this team is not a sixth place team. I don't know how they figured they were going to finish sixth. Two balls and a strike with one out here in the eighth. Pitches outside for ball three. 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one out. Here in the eighth. Pitch inside, ball four. So Tomaney walks. And that'll bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal has... Is
55.
One for
that
two,
catcher, Ryan,
or one for three.
McDougal.
He flied to center, or I mean flied to left. He doubled and reached on an error by the first baseman. So McDougal from Taunton, Massachusetts will stand in. There's a stretch in the pitch. McDougal takes the first pitch in there for a called strike. McDougal stepping back in. Here's a throw over to first. Runner back safely. McDougal is from Taunton, Massachusetts. He is majoring in criminal justice. Played all 4 years in high school. Here's the pitch. He went around. How in the world he could see, how in the world a second base umpire could tell, call that a strike, I don't know. And I would say that for Butler, too. I don't know how they can call strikes from out there. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the first baseman. Steps on second, fires over to first, steps on first, fires over to second, not in time. McDougal is out. And there's two down, and that puts Tomaney at second. That'll bring up Ivan Arias, the leadoff
number
hitter.
Number five, second baseman.
The top of the
Ivan
order.
Arias.
He is 1-4. He is 1-4-2. Singled and grounded out, and he's reached on a walk and was hit by pitch. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. Like I said before, I don't know how a first base umpire can call a swinging strike on a left-hander. One ball, one strike the count. With two out here in the eighth inning. On deck, Carlos Castillo. Solomon tried to get in behind him at second. Pitches in there for a called strike. Ball and two strikes with two out here in the bottom of the or top of the eighth inning. There's a stretch. Look back at second, and he fires down low for a ball. 2-2. Whiteside sets, looks back at second. Now he fires. The fly ball out towards left. And catching it is Moroknik, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the
one runner left on base.
It's going to do it for the Flyers here in the eighth. There's no runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left, and at the end of seven and a half, it's the Flyers eight and the Butler Bulldogs two. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball, and home for Flyer Baseball, the Jeff City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Leading off the home half of the eighth inning for your Bulldogs.
8-2 is our score as we move to the bottom of the eighth inning. It'll be Cade Lewis, David Ayers, and Evan Parks do it for the Bulldogs here in the eighth. If you'd like to advertise here on the Gem City Sports Network, just give me a call at 937-397-0204. We'll get you set up. Or you can email me at doug@gemcitysports.com. We appreciate everybody listening in to all 2,400 shows or broadcasts that we've done so far. I couldn't tell you exactly how many, but I know it's over 2,400. So the first pitch to Lewis is high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Lewis on today is 1-for-3. His next pitch up high for ball two. He singled in a run last time up. And was gunned down 2-6 on an attempted steal. There's foul back out of play. Back onto the track. 2-1 to count. We play here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Time is 6:02 here in the East Coast. Glad you can join us here on the Gem City Sports Network. Foul back out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes to count to Cade Lewis. Leading off here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch by Fortis. And did he swing? No, he did not. 3-2 the count. Looked like it was inside. So Fortis gets the sign. Now he winds and delivers the 3-2 pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards center field. That's going to get down. That's going to go to the wall. Two hops the wall. Lewis is going to round second. Stop right there. He could have gone to third and made it probably. So he's got a double. He's got a single and a double. So he's on at second with nobody out. That'll bring up David Ayers.
Right fielder, number two, David
Ayers. Struck out looking his last time up. His only time up. He's 0-for-1. Taking the place of Xavier Carter, who was hurt on a play to right field. So we got a pitch runner out there at second for Cade Lewis, I think. Here's the pitch. Foul ball into the Dayton dugout. Now running out there is number 15, and that would be Keegan Connors running for Lewis. Swing, and I miss. Strike two. No balls and two strikes Nobody out with a runner at first or at second. And Keegan Lewis running for Cade, or Keegan Connors running for Cade Lewis. 4-6. Looks back at second. Now he's going to fire back and almost got him. No balls, two strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 8-2 Flyers. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. Second time he's been caught looking, and that'll bring up Evan Parks, who struck out three times swinging.
First baseman, 26, Evan Parks.
So two down, or one down here in the sixth, or in the eighth. Just remember, Butler scored six times in the bottom of the ninth inning against Dayton in the first game. So this is not even over close. Here's the pitch. Misses for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Ford is taking a quick look back at second base. Now he sets and fires. Misses a little outside for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Flyers leading at 8-2. Fortis delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 2-1 the count. On deck, Zach Munton, the catcher. Here's a stretch by Fortis, and it delivers. End up for called strike two. Two balls and two strikes with one down here in the eighth. Runner at second in Connors. 4-6. And delivers the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. So that's the fourth time Parks has struck out swinging. And that'll bring up Zach Munton.
Munton is your catcher, Zach,
one for two on today. He's fly to right. Walked and singled and scored in the seventh. On deck, A.J. Solomon. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Fortis delivers, and a fly ball well hit out towards right, but that's going to curve foul. That would have been gone. Parked in one of the front yards of the houses across the street. Oh, and one to count to Zach Munton. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball and one strike. Runner second in Connors. Running for Lewis, who doubled. Here's the pitch. And if it called strike two, one ball and two strikes. Back here again tomorrow at noon. 11:30 first, be airtime. Noon first pitch. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul into the Dayton bullpen. Two balls and two strikes with two down. Here's the pitch. Grounder into the dugout. Down to first base side off the screen. Count stays 2-2 to Munton. On deck, Solomon. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, another foul down to first base side. Off the tarp. Fortis sets and fires. The fly ball out towards center field. That is going to be caught by Pedano. That is going to do it for the...
For Butler in the home half of the eighth inning. No runs, for the, one hit, one runner left.
Butler Bulldogs, base. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left. And at the end of eight complete, it's the Flyers eight and the Butler Bulldogs two. We're going to keep it right here and give you some scores from around the area, or from around college baseball. And we'll go with the top 25. Georgia defeats number 11 Alabama 9-5. Louisville over 16th ranked Wake Forest. They were number one at one time, 7-3. Number three Vanderbilt falls to South Carolina.
Now playing third base, number 7 Billy Wirtz now playing third.
South Carolina beats Vanderbilt 8-4. Vanderbilt number 3, we beat them. Number 4 Clemson beats Florida State 15-5. Campbell over Delaware 9-6. In the bottom of the eighth inning, number 10 East Carolina leads Texas San Antonio 12-10. Top of the ninth inning, Virginia, number 14 in the country, leads Pittsburgh 8-4. Final score, number 7, Texas A&M over Mississippi State, 6-1. Bottom of the eighth inning, Appalachian State all over Coastal Carolina, 16-8. Bottom of the ninth inning, Duke over NC State, 8-3. Duke is number 9 in the country. Auburn upsets number 1, Arkansas, 8-6. In game 2 of the doubleheader, Alabama leads Georgia 4-3. Number 15, Dallas Baptist leads Sam Houston 6-2 in the bottom of the 7th inning. Bottom of the 5th, UC Irvine leads Cal State Bakersfield
7-0. Number 9 for the Flyers.
Game 2
shortstop,
of the doubleheader, Florida
eight,
State
Carlos
over Clemson
Castillo
5-1. And so Carlos Castillo will step in to bat here in the top of the ninth inning with the Flyers leading it 8-2. Castillo on the day is 1-for-4, singled his last time up, singled in a run. So Whiteside back out on the mound. Pitches low for a ball, 1-1, no strikes. Wirtz is out at shortstop, or third base now for Lewis. Fouled it back. 1-1, 1-strike the count. The leadoff hitter here in the ninth inning. Flyers trying to hold on to this 8-2 lead. Whiteside rocks and fires, and a fly ball hitting out towards center field. Rokumba underneath it and has it. One up, one down. Then I bring up David Mendez. Mendez is 2-for-2 with a walk.
Left fielder, 30, David Mendez.
I take it back. He's 2-for-3. He's walked, singled, and tripled. He's also grounded back to the pitcher. So Mendez will stand in, but they'll be on deck. Flyers and Bulldogs will do it all over again tomorrow. Which is in there for a called strike one. We'll do it all again tomorrow, beginning at noon. Airtime will be at 11:30 right here on the Gem City Sports Network. Here's the pitch. And a line drive right to Solomon at second base. So two down. That'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie singled his last time up. He's 1-for-4. Nope, we're going to get a pinch hitter in Omar Daniels.
Pinch hitting for the Flyers, number 7, Omar Daniels.
So Daniels will stand in. He was our player profile today. Gentleman from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Batting 158 on the year. He's 3-for-19. Having a down year is what he said. So Daniels will hit for Dobie and probably go into play third base for Dobie because that's his position he's played last year quite a bit. Whiteside delivers. Foul at the plate. The ball's in the strike. Two down here in the ninth. Looking ahead to the Butler ninth inning, it'll be Solomon, DeRigi, and Urban. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Two down, nobody on here in the ninth inning. Winning pitcher will be Fennell. If this holds, swing and a miss, strike two. One ball and two strikes to count. To Omar Daniels. Give a shout out to his parents listening in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Pitch it down low and inside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. And two balls and two strikes. Tomorrow, Ivan Arias will be our player profile. Here's the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards left. Going back to the left fielder. And going back. And off the wall. Here comes Daniels into third with a triple. That'd break you out of a slump. So triple by Omar Daniels. I thought I couldn't see if it was gone or not. But came close, hit the wall. Rocknick went back and went over
center fielder, head. Number nine, David Pedano.
So David Pedano will step to the plate with two down and runner third in Daniels. Here's the pitch. Fly ball. Pop up. Going back as the shortstop. And has it.
For the Flyers at the top of the ninth. The run, one hit. One runner.
That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the ninth.
For your Bulldogs.
No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left. And at the end of eight and a half, the Flyers nine, or the Flyers eight, and the Bulldogs two. Back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
To the ninth inning we go. Omar Daniels will be at third base, replacing Mason Dobie. I bring up C.J. Grad, A.J. Solomon, who is 0 for 3 on the day. He struck out, grounded out to first, and fly to right. So Michael Fortis will try to close it out here in the ninth inning. Fortis winds and delivers. Misses high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. .812 for the Flyers. .292 for the. Here's a ground ball to Arias. Over to second. Over to first. One down. They'll bring up the top of the order and Carter DeRigi.
DeRigi number four. DeRigi.
2 for 4 on the day. He singled twice, grounded out to the shortstop, and flied to the shortstop. So DeRigi's going to stand in for the fifth time here in the game number two. He's up four times last game. Fly ball, left side, and out of play. No balls and one strike to DeRigi. One down here in the ninth. There's the windup and the 0-1 pitch. Just misses for a ball. One ball, one strike. One out here in the ninth. Fortis winds and delivers. Foul back. 1-2 the count. One down. Flyers trying to win for the 15th time this season. Trying to go 15-8. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ground ball foul down the left field side. Count stays 1-2. Nobody on with one down here in the ninth. On deck, Joey Urban. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards center field, and Padano has a beat on it. There's two down. They'll bring up Joey Urban. Urban on the day is 2-for-3. He's also been hit by a pitch. Single double and reached on a fielder's choice. So two down, and so the Bulldogs are down to their final Bulldogs, hope.
38, Ryan Lazon.
Ryan Lazon batting for the first time. Well, actually, for the second time, he's walked. It's only time up. Batting for Urban. Here's the pitch. And they're for called strike one. No balls and a strike to Lazon. Here's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. No balls and two strikes. Here's a windup and a pitch. And the dirt for ball to one. One ball and two strikes. Here's Fortis delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Flyers win again. Flyers win it 8-2. 8 runs, 12 hits, and no errors for the Flyers. 2 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors for Butler. The winning pitcher for now, the loser, Brooks. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it again tomorrow afternoon, beginning at 11:30 a.m. as the Flyers take on the Bulldogs once again here at Bulldog Park. So this is Doug Brown saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow as the Flyers take on the Bulldogs once again here at Bulldog Park. Until then, this is Doug Brown saying so long. Have a great Saturday night. Talk to you tomorrow. Good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to UD Baseball. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of UD Flyer Baseball, right here on the Gem City Sports Network.